USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure.
Both appeared on Fox. The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
The vaccine is safe, and it will save lives.
Athletes, celebrities, and faith leaders are part of the effort to get the vaccines out. She said right now we could advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Emotional testimony in the courtroom from Courtney Ross, who was George Floyd's girlfriend. She discussed their mutual drug use and struggles with opioid addiction.
There was a time in March when you knew he was back to using pills, is that right?
I thought his behavior had changed.
The defense saying that drugs played a role in Floyd's death. Ross testified that Floyd overdosed and was hospitalized 2 months prior to his death. She said the passenger in his car last May was one of his drug suppliers. He told the court through an attorney that he will plead the fifth and not testify in the case. At least 4 people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. A firearm was located at the scene. California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After being hampered by coronavirus restrictions, Major League Baseball is back, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Thursday is opening day, and all 32 teams will take to the field. Teams will be playing 162 games this season, unlike last year. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred telling USA Today it's the most anticipated opening day he's seen. These small business owners in Colorado tell Fox News they're excited to see the season begin.
This is our busiest day of the year would be opening day. Basically, we were at zero capacity last year at the same time, and now going to, I mean, we can fit, you know, 200 people in our bar. It just makes the world a difference for our staff and for us as well.
Being right next to the Rocky Stadium and just this location, it's golden, it's prime, so we're really excited.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mistakes at a Baltimore plant have caused some Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines to be tossed. USA's Dan Rocky has more.
A batch of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccines had to be thrown out after they failed quality checks. In a statement, the company said that an ingredient made by supplier Emergent BioSolutions did not meet standards, causing the batch to be discarded. The New York Times first reporting the news, saying that 15 million doses were lost, but the company has not confirmed the size of the batch. Johnson & Johnson says it still plans to deliver the 100 million doses it had promised by the end of June.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.